been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning 10-4.
10-4 good buddy.
10-4 good buddy. Is that why you're singing that trucking song this
right,
morning?
I am.
Who sang that song?
That was Jerry Reed.
Yeah.
Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, that's
right. Watch Old Bandit Run.
Yeah, no, that's a good. That was from Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen Burt Reynolds lately?
Oh, boy.
He looks horrible, like death warmed over. Anyways, this is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. It is the Best Stocks Now radio hour, and we are looking at a new record on the Dow. It's a mixed market. The Dow is up. The Dow is up 17 points to 22,659. Meanwhile, over at the NASDAQ, they're down 6 points, 6,525. I think maybe the market needs a rest. It's been on quite a run here recently. The S&P 500 is down 72 cents this morning. That'll get you not much these days. Not even a Big Mac. I was going to say an Egg McMuffin, but they're 2 for $3.50, right? 25.34 on the S&P 500. Crude oil's down 15 cents, $50.27. We've got gold up 360 to 12.78 for all you gold bugs. Silver's up 2 cents to 16.60. I like these commercials. I think silver's going to $200
right.
an ounce.
Yeah.
Of course, they're selling silver, all right, so they might be a little tainted there. The euro's at 1.1749. The 10-year bond has finally settled down a little bit with interest rates settling in at 2.33%. The small cap stocks down 0.2%, but they've had a heck of a run, a heck of a breakout recently on the tax news. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, 10-4, good buddy. It's 10-4, October the 4th, 2017. Fall is in the air. The fall classics have started. Not the World Series, but the playoffs. I was rooting for Minnesota last night.
Oh, I was too.
They jump out to a 3-0 lead.
In the first inning.
Yeah, they've got Irvin Santana on the mound. He coughs up 3 runs. In the bottom of the first.
Right.
And I thought, you know, it's going to be a long night. And, you know, what it comes down to is the Yankees had more depth in their pitching than the Twins had. And I remember as we were preparing to go to Minnesota, and we knew that the Twins were in the wild card race. Remember how many people said, well, our pitching's a little weak.
That's right.
A little suspect. And last night it came back to bite them as they just didn't have enough pitchers. And that 3-run bomb, was it Aaron Judge?
Right.
How many home runs did he hit as a rookie?
A bunch.
50?
Yeah.
One or something like that? Can you believe that? How come the Padres never get anybody like that? That's what my wife said.
We get them and then we trade them away before they peak.
Yeah, but we've never had a rookie hit 51.
No.
This year we had Hunter Renfro. He hit about 28, which isn't bad. But I think the ball was juiced this year, just like it's kind of been juiced here in the market this year as we continue to hit new highs. But you know what? Look, in the end, stocks follow earnings, and earnings continue to rise. So stocks are going to continue to rise as long as they don't get too expensive. And we had Warren Buffett yesterday chiming in on this market is sustainable. This P.E. ratio is sustainable, and he thinks that chances are better than not of getting that tax cut for corporations. I don't think it'll make much change for the individual. I think it's the corporations that are way out of whack, our corporate tax. You know, a lot of companies don't locate here, Rob, because why locate here when you got to pay a 35% tax rate?
Yep, sure.
When you can locate in another area of the world and pay a 10 or 15% tax rate. So if we want to attract companies here to America, we have to be more competitive on the corporate tax side. That's the one that I'm really watching. Look, if you and I get a few bucks more in our pocket every month, that's all well and good, but that's not going to affect the economy that much. It's going to be that corporate tax, which I think is key. Well, we saw new highs yesterday. We had some pretty upbeat September auto sales. Ford's trucks were selling and other cars. You know, yesterday morning, as I learned that Ford was going to have an investor's day after the market closed yesterday, I told Stephen and I told you, I said, guess what? I already know what Ford is going to announce. Is there any question in your mind that just like Bob Dylan, Ford is going to go electric?
That's right.
Well, guess what? You know, at 1:10 p.m., 10 minutes after the market closes, I get the alert. Ford Motor Company provides a strategic update to investors, which outlines a plan to become a trusted mobility company over time. Ford plans include accelerating the introduction of connected smart vehicles and services customers want. And a commitment is made to attack cost, reducing automotive cost, and by investing heavily in electric and autonomous cars. You know, there's not a day that goes by. Are you keeping track?
Oh, my goodness. It has become the buzz of the market lately. Bill was right again.
Well, and it's really, Geely Automotive, by the way, is flying again today. It's hitting $68 per share. And, you know, I mean, I think they're miles ahead of Ford. Look at Geely. It's up 7% again today.
It was yesterday as
well. It was up 7% yesterday. Yeah. Now you can say it.
Okay.
Where's the shirt?
We got a couple left for Seattle. Bill was right again. Talk on it.
Okay, all right. Well, I own Geely. I don't own Ford. Geely is just flying off the shelf right now. What can I say? And there's not a day that goes by. You know, GM is going to build 20 different models of electric cars. Do you think you'll see an electric Corvette?
You know, with the report from the millennial, the young gun, he said that Tesla is faster off the line than anything he's ever driven.
Okay.
Now,
but what makes more money?
Well, if they can do that to a Corvette, if they can make a Corvette or any of the other performance cars fast off the line, think about it now. An all fiberglass car on a light frame.
Oh.
It could be a winner. But I just don't know if the purists are going to go for it.
Oh, I disagree.
I just don't know.
Then why are they running to buy? Why are they standing in line to get a Tesla? I think the big loser in all of this is Tesla because, you know. Yeah,
more competition.
Oh, yeah, because they right now they own the high-end electric car market. There is not a competitor, really. I mean, the competitor is not the Chevy Volt.
No.
Right?
No.
Or Bolt. Is it Bolt?
Volt. It's okay. Volt, yeah.
Well, and the Nissan Leaf and all of this. No, they're coming along, and you're going to see an electric Mustang. Maybe they'll put a Bolt on the side, electric Mustang Blue.
Or an all-electric Lexus or an all-electric Corvette. I'll tell you, I just don't know how embraced they will be with the purists, the Jay Lenos of the world. Those guys.
But, you know I guess I'm thinking more globally than I am Jay Leno in Hollywood.
Right.
You know what? And let's not forget, I mean, these guys are all going to want to be politically correct. It will be politically incorrect to drive a stinky diesel down the highway. And, you know, I had some guy write me a letter yesterday that he disagrees with me that electric cars, I'm not saying they're the answer. I'm saying they're the trend, okay? I think it's a trend and tidal wave that you can't stop.
I think we'll end up with a mix. That's where we're going to be in the the next 50 years.
Sure. I think so. I disagree with that. I thought you were going to say
the next 50.
Nah.
We're
looking at an all-electric future.
So you're telling me that a guy with his classic Mustang or his classic Corvette or these petrol fuel.
You won't be able to get parts. There'll be no infrastructure.
Oh, I disagree.
Okay.
Well, come on
now. We'll see. Well, okay, print up a shirt. Rob was right again.
No,
50 Rob, years from now.
50 years from now, Rob might be right.
But I am disappointed, you know. I thought Ford would jump on the news.
Yeah.
Ford is up 4 cents
okay.
today, all right? And that's why I don't own Ford. I own Geely. The U.S. economy added 135,000 jobs in September. Did we hire anybody new in September?
No.
No. My son-in-law came on about, what, 3 months ago.
That's right.
And I am hiring a freelancer, however, to do some work on the app. So I do have a job opening if you're out there.
If you're an app expert.
I'm shopping in India right now. I have a want ad. I'm serious.
Are you really?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, that's...
That's where the talent
but
pool
if,
is.
If you're an app guy, I want to do some upgrades and some changes to the app. Douglas and I, we do the database side, but the interface side has gotten a little bit ahead of us. And so we do have a job opening for a freelance app developer guy to upgrade our existing app. All right? So if you're interested, contact me, bill@gundersoncapital.com, and I do have a want ad in the India on an Indian website. All right, we'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's Bill Gunderson Radio. Can't think of a better place to be tuned into on the Salem Broadcasting Network. Coast to coast, we got Bill Gunderson in the studio here in San Diego. But, Bill, I'm telling you, we are 2 weeks away from being in the Great Pacific Northwest. How about that?
That's right. I mean, 2 weeks from today.
This is Wednesday.
We'll be in Bellevue.
Yes, we will. So on the 18th, we will be in Bellevue at the Embassy Suites. Now, for those of you familiar with that whole area, if you go east on 90 out there east of Mercer Island on the way to Issaquah, out about 150th or so, is the Embassy Suites out there. And that's where we're going to have individual meetings with Bill during the day and then a seminar at 6:30 p.m. that night. And we really have got kind of a bead on how many folks are going to come. But if you are going to come 2 weeks from tonight in Bellevue, we really need to hear from you so we can tell those folks how many chairs to set up. You don't want to be standing in the back of the room. So let us know. Send us an email. You can email me directly, rob@gundersoncapital.com. And we'll set up an individual time for you to meet with Bill. I do have a couple of spots, Bill, just so you know, on Wednesday morning for folks to meet with you individually. So we've got that, and boy, I tell you, Tacoma's almost full. So if you want one of those 30-minute slots on Thursday the 19th with Bill, you got to email us, let us know, or call us today during the day. Call Lisa at 855-611-2378. It's 855-611-BEST. We will be in Bellevue 2 weeks from today, and we will be in Tacoma 2 weeks from tomorrow. How about that?
Yeah, that's going to be
No, we're going to be at the Courtyard Marriott in Tacoma at 6:30 both nights.
Well, you know, if we don't do anything else.
We're going albacore fishing.
Yeah, that too. But the Spar Coffee Shop.
Now, listen, you've got to tell folks that that is not where our seminar is. I've talked to a couple people who think that's where it is.
That's where I thought it was.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Okay. We're going to go eat there one night.
Okay.
And the Pacific Grill another night. But that is not where the seminar is.
Okay. I'm just looking, you know. For you, our Minnesota folks, you know, the little different thing. Beer-battered Alaskan cod. Hand-breaded halibut.
Really
jumbo surf clam strips, beer battered prawns, Spar gumbo, steamer clam, a pound of local hood canal Manila clam steamed in a white butter sauce, white wine butter, served with garlic bread.
I've just
died and gone to heaven.
We're going to do some serious eating there in 2 weeks.
Okay, we're working that into
the
trip. All right, well, while we're working that into the trip. Trump said yesterday, you know, I don't know. Do you own any Puerto Rican bonds?
Can't say I do.
Not right now. No. I sold all mine, and I'm bond free, okay? Totally bond free. He says that, hey, you guys on Wall Street, you're going to have to take a haircut. You guys that have been buying those Puerto Rico bonds, I don't know what the interest, I have to look that up, what the interest rate is. It must be high. But he's saying you're going to have to take a big haircut that, you know, Puerto Rico is in such dire straits.
Oh, they are.
They were in dire straits before the hurricane, right? I mean, they were already awash in debt. Their unemployment rate is 40% in Puerto Rico.
If there's a silver lining, though, I heard a commentator this morning talking about the unemployment in Puerto Rico, and this is going to be a huge shot in the arm for employment.
I guess.
For employment.
Yeah.
There will be so many labor jobs available now to rebuild that country.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Trump can't really zero out those bonds. The market will do it in the end. Trump's comments really have nothing to do to change the ultimate bond, what the ultimate bondholder recoveries will be. But there's not going to be a bailout. I mean, they're going to let market forces. So you know what? In a way, if you look back to 2008, there was a lot of criticism of the massive bailout of the banks. A lot of them just wanted the banks to fail, right? Let the market forces take over here. But instead, we had a giant government intervention. And of course, now we have $4 trillion on our balance sheet that was spent during that spending spree. We have $20 trillion in debt.
Unbelievable.
And it looks like this administration is going to take a different view and let market forces work their way out. There will not be a bailout. Instead, you know, we're going to let the market do what it does best. So we'll see how this one turns out versus the last one. We have good news on one of our stocks this morning, Amicus Therapeutics. Fold, F-O-L-D, is what poor Minnesota Twins did last night. Fold is breaking out today. It's in our speculative account. It's up 7.6%. So you can add that to Geely, which is up 7.4% today. Home of the big winners, right?
Boy, you're not kidding.
Well, you know, yeah. Can you read the disclaimer, the 30-minute long disclaimer?
Yeah, that's right.
That you know, when they do that with those drugs, you know how they do that afterwards, may cause this, there's right. No way I'm going to take that drug. I'd rather suffer right. From whatever I'm suffering from.
It's going to eliminate a headache, but your left leg's going to fall off.
Yeah. Right. I don't think so. I know. I'm not taking that drug. Of course, they do that. That's called protecting yourself from lawsuits down the road. But we always disclaim everything. You know, we own a lot of stocks here at Gunderson Capital Management, and some are down right now. Netflix, UBS sees U.S. momentum for Netflix. Let's see how our Netflix is doing today. We do own Netflix. I believe that that is a best stock now. It continues to be a best stock now. It's right in the center of growth right now, one of those growth companies in the market. And Netflix is actually responding pretty well to this upgrade to the stock by UBS. The Netflix is up. Look at that. Up 3.4% today. Mm. We have three nice winners today. Netflix, UBS raises its target price to 225. That's pretty good from 190. That's 40 points higher from where it's at now. I agree with that. Now, here's my question. Okay, so the data breach at, what's the name of the?
Equifax.
Equifax is approximately 120 million people. And I understand there's a lot more information there that was had. You know, from what I'm told, there's about 30 pages on each one of us that is in now in the hands of somebody.
That's right.
The dark web.
You know, my wife was affected by that.
Already?
We got a notification that someone applied for an auto loan in her name through Equifax.
Were they buying an electric car?
No, I hope not.
Well, we know it wasn't you because it was a Honda Leaf. It was a Chevy Volt. There's right. That's what alerted them at first. Right. They said, there's no way. Her husband's going to buy a Chevy Volt.
That's right.
But here's my question. Yahoo's breach. Now, Yahoo, they lean about as far left as you can lean.
Oh, yeah.
3 billion people affected. Do you think Marissa Meyer is going to be grilled by Elizabeth Warren?
Oh, no.
And,
different standard.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to grill her on the Capitol Hill like they did the Equifax guy yesterday and the Wells Fargo guy? I don't think so. 3 billion impacted by Yahoo.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
second half of the Best Docs Now radio show. And we have a kind of a tepid, lukewarm day. You don't want lukewarm clam chowder.
No.
No, you want it. You want to see the steam coming off of it. I judge a fish restaurant by their clam chowder.
But it's better than ice cold.
Better than ice cold. Ice cold clam's not good, but I don't want lukewarm clam chowder. Well, anyways, the market's pretty lukewarm today.
But it's been hot for so many days in a row.
It's cooling off. I think, you know what it is? I mean, the quarter ended Friday, so now we're in that time period leading up to the earnings reports. We're getting a few trickling in. Pepsi, I know, reported today. We obviously don't consider Pepsi to be one of the great growth stocks.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you like that chart? No.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not a good chart at all on Pepsi. Why would I own Pepsi? We have Argentina up 13 days in a row. That's a stock I'm going to feature. I own an Argentinian bank. Look at that. Is that a little better than Pepsi's chart? We're going to feature.
You know,
that
I wish today. The folks on the radio could see as you bringing up these charts. Now, that's a plug for our YouTube channel, because World Famous Ed every once in a while will throw in a chart that you're talking about, kind of on the sidebar there. So, if you want to see what Bill is actually showing me here behind the screen, go to our YouTube channel and see the video.
Or the app.
Either one. That's correct.
You can see those videos. Pepsi beats earnings by 4 cents, and you can see how the stock is reacting. Can you say ice cold clam chowder? With no crackers?
No crackers. No clams.
And they're out of Tabasco sauce? Oh, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. No interest in Pepsi whatsoever. Other than a Diet Pepsi from time to time to give me a little kick, you know. Argentinian stocks rise for the 13th straight session. Now, it's been a banner year for emerging market stocks in South America. The Merval. You know what the Merval is? That's the Argentinian. That's their Dow. The Merval has climbed 58% so far this year, compared with 31% for Chile's IPSA. And 27% for Brazil's Bovespa.
How do you know all this stuff?
Because it says it right here.
Well, you wrote it.
No.
That's your notes.
Yeah, but I cut and paste a lot of this. Okay.
All right.
Then, here's why Argentina's hitting another new high. They have a leader down there, Macri. What's his first name? I can't think of his first name right now. But he's been to the U.S. He's very pro-business. He's market friendly. The latest polls are out. He's leading to win again in the October legislative elections. Do you think that business friendly is good for a government, Elizabeth Warren? I don't know why she comes to mind as she scowls and yells and wants CEOs to go to prison.
Well, she wants government
to have regulations.
Take care of everything.
You can't be opening up illegal accounts, Wells Fargo. And by the way, I despise Wells Fargo with the passion. I wouldn't do business with Wells Fargo if they were the only bank. I would go Bitcoin, right? Or what's the one that the basketball player's in on? Potcoin. I would go Potcoin. Before I went to that. Anyways, Argentinian stocks on fire this year. I'm going to feature one, okay? Let's see if there's anything else before we get to our... Here's another S&P 500 company reporting today. Monsanto, one of the most hated stocks. Don't tell Neil Young they beat earnings.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, I went to a Neil Young concert about a year ago. Every song was F Monsanto.
Oh, boy.
And, I mean, he uses the word, okay? I thought, I don't need this.
Right.
This is like watching football and hearing politics during football. I came to hear, old man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Or Cinnamon Girl. I didn't come to hear F. Monsanto, Neil. Anyways, that's a sign of the times. Okay, let's feature a stock. How about that?
Okay.
Do you have your... Do I have...
I'll time you.
I didn't bring the phone in
you
here.
You didn't. What if somebody's texting you?
I don't have access to the Best Stocks Now app. I'm going to have to
but
go
I do.
Online to get it. you know, somebody put in this thing where I got to go through all these hoops and ladders to prove that I'm not a robot.
Yeah, we got to fix that. We got to fix that.
You have your app.
Oh, you want the app? Yeah. I started the clock.
No, don't start the clock till we get the okay. app. Because this is going to take me too long here. Somebody, some millennial decided, not my son, decided that we need to determine if people are robots or not before they log into our website.
Listen, no robot is going to go to our website.
Well, we're
just not gonna.
We get hit with a lot of spam.
Well, we're constantly bagging on robots.
Okay, well, we'll put the stopwatch up here. Okay,
all right, there you go.
So right at the top here, we'll start. But, you know, anyways, look.
Now, that screen is smaller than yours. Are you okay
there? I like my big phone way better. I don't know how you see this.
I don't.
All right, well, the stock I want to feature today is Banco Macro. Which is an Argentinian bank. The symbol is BMA. It has a market cap of about $8 billion. So we'll put it in that mid-cap basket, And I would say that it has a moderate risk profile, maybe even aggressive. No, we're going to call this an aggressive risk profile. This is a foreign bank. Subject to overthrows of the government, you know, all kinds of things. Devaluation of their currency, defaulting on their bonds, just all kinds of things. So there's added risk in buying an Argentinian bank. But then again, you see what our banks did, you know, back during the financial crisis. They didn't do so well. But I do own this Argentinian bank in my ultra growth portfolio, and here's the reason why. I currently have valuation on the shares of $215 per share. The stock closed yesterday at $122 per share. So that's about $90 upside potential on this Argentinian bank. So a $215 target price gives it a value grade of B-. And it has a dividend yield, just under 1%. So you're really not buying it for the dividend yield. But here's what really puts the Tabasco sauce on this stock for me, okay? It's the performance of the stock. It's the momentum of the stock. You know, compare this to Citigroup or Bank of America or some of the regionals here in America. You know, over the last 5 years, BMA stock, Banco Macro, has delivered to investors an average return of 54% per year.
Wow.
The market's delivered 11.6. No guarantees going forward, but this is its batting average. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 52% per year, while the market's delivered 8.7. And over the last 12 months, BMA stock is up 57%. While the market's up 17. Now, my proprietary grading system in my Best Stocks Now app grades stocks from a momentum point of view and a value point of view, along with safety and the technical pattern. From a value point of view, we got a B-. But look what we get from a performance point of view. We get an A+,
wow,
long-term performance, and we get an A+ momentum performance. I don't know about you. I didn't get a lot of A+s in my life. I got a lot of A's. But an A+ means, you know what, Aaron Judge, your rookie year was an A+ at 51 home runs. Well, BMA currently comes in at number 69 overall out of 5,452, and it's a stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management, BMA.
Now, the average person doesn't put in the type of research or analysis. I would venture to say that the average money manager doesn't put in the kind of research and effort and backstory that Bill Gunderson does to find stocks like this.
It's a heck of a lot easier to plug in someone's age
into
a asset allocation.
And go play golf.
And have your assistant buy them 10 mutual funds based on their asset allocation.
Instead of
never have to look at them
through the weeds and trying to find the right things for customers.
Yeah.
That is where you shine.
Well, I don't know about that, but
I try.
I mean, some of them don't pan out. If they don't pan out, it wasn't for lack of trying. But now the other thing is that's very important to remember here is you got to spread it out. I'm not going to put my entire portfolio into Banco Macro. Number one, I would have to have an aggressive risk profile.
But at the same time, you don't have 200 or 300 stocks. No. No. You know, you narrow it down to the best players on the team.
You know, there's hoarders. I've learned there's hoarders of stocks.
That's right.
If you're hoarding like your trash, you're probably hoarding stocks too. And stocks are not meant to be hoarded. They're meant to be managed like a nice, cut, trim rose garden or vegetable garden. All right, we'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the fourth quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's Bill Gunderson Radio on the Salem Broadcasting Network, on the Wall Street Broadcasting Network, across the country from coast to coast, Sarasota to Minnesota, Phoenix to out east somewhere in Atlanta, and all the way out in Hawaii. We're heard up in the Pacific Northwest, and we broadcast up there on KKOL 1300. And Bill, you and I are going to be in the KKOL 1300 studios a week from today, broadcasting live from up there.
Yeah, and it's not just KKOL. I mean, they have three stations.
Yes, they do. I don't know their other call numbers up there, but we'll learn them. I'm sure we'll learn them when we're up there, and we'll be glad to visit with all the folks in the Pacific Northwest. If you want an individual appointment with Bill on Wednesday the 18th or Thursday the 19th to go over your portfolio, no cost, no obligation, spend 30 minutes with Bill, bring in a printed copy of your statement, and he'll give you some Gundersillin, and he'll he'll hopefully give you some good advice that will help correct maybe a listing in your financial ship. And then on at 6:30 in Bellevue on Wednesday night, and 6:30 in Tacoma on Thursday night, you'll get a chance to see Bill speak live. And I'll tell you, if you've got other plans, if you've got anything going on, clear your calendar. It's a good time to hear from the financial captain, Bill Gunderson. And clear your calendar, doggone it. This is a night you're going to want to spend with Bill. And that is my humble opinion.
Now, we need to warn Phoenix and we need to warn Dallas.
Oh, that's right.
They're next.
That's right. Call in extra security. The armored personnel carrier will be going over to Phoenix and then going down to Dallas.
We've got it. You know, I can't find it. It's in my email somewhere, but the radio station, K-Money Radio in Phoenix, is having a financial fest. As far as I know, it's still on, and I've got to find the date. And, you know, we got to start focusing on that, and we need to start looking beyond Seattle, Bellevue, and Tacoma to the Phoenix area. I know folks are returning to Scottsdale and Phoenix right now as the weather cools.
That's right.
A lot of them live in San Diego during off season.
Now, hey, I forgot to mention this, too, in this last quarter. If you want to go to the seminar in Bellevue or Tacoma, please email us. Go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. There's a little tab at the top right-hand corner of the page that says live seminar. Go in there and let us know that you want to attend. Just put your name and information in which city you want to attend in. That way we can tell the hotels which room to set up for us and how many chairs we need to know.
And then Dallas, we're looking early December.
Okay, Christmas in Texas.
Yes.
Okay.
Green Christmas, we hope.
Have a Christmas?
Green with money. Yeah. We'll see. And then, of course, you know, I think Sarasota.
Got to go back there in the winter, right?
Probably January.
There are a lot of folks in Sarasota during the winter that weren't there in the summer when we were there. They're snowbirds. They come down in the wintertime.
Exactly. And maybe we'll try to catch Atlanta on that trip. And then,
oh, and then we have ice fishing in February.
Then February. That's why we've got to get Atlanta in there. We got to get Sarasota and Atlanta in there. And
back to Minnesota.
Just to prove our manhood.
That's right.
Just remember, Rob, don't stand on the ice and cut the circle around you.
Okay. And, all right, okay. I remember that.
Maybe I'll cut the circle around
around
you.
Me. Oh,
there goes Rob.
There goes Rob.
Bam.
I want to drive my four-wheel drive truck on the lake. I've never
I'll
done that.
I'll watch from the sidelines.
I've never done it. I want to do that.
With an electric car.
No, no, no. That, now, there's something you can cut a circle around.
And I want to see you pull up a big northern pike.
Okay. All right. We'll do it.
End up
It'll
on
be
my...
Lake Perch.
That's okay. You know what? When we were in Minnesota at the Radisson Blah, that little restaurant there.
Yeah, fantastic.
Man, if you're in Minnesota, that what was the name of it?
I don't know.
Think.
But it was inside the Radisson.
Okay, let me think. Oh, gosh. I can't think right now. It was. I said there's
the
a...
The Timbers? Was
no,
that,
no, there's a song named after that that restaurant.
Well, maybe the restaurant's named after the song.
It is.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, they didn't. The song came first.
You're right.
It was like a one-hit wonder. Fire... No, it was a Bob Seger song.
Something.
Fire Lake.
That's what it was, Fire Lake.
Fire Lake. You remember that song,
yeah.
Fire Lake, by yeah. Bob Seger? I'm sure
they
that's where they
had great food. Everything we ate was great.
Well, their fish and chips were made from Lake Perch.
There you go.
And I gave you one of mine.
It was excellent.
It was sweet, and the tartar sauce was fantastic.
I had the walleye.
And the next night, we had to show our manhood, and we had a prime rib about this thick, rotisseried.
Right.
And done, finished off on a mesquite. Was that good?
Oh, my goodness.
We did that right after the workshop.
Yes, we did. Like 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, the next day I was like,
ate 5 pounds of beef.
Why did I do that? But anyways, listen, we're going to have a lot of fun as we travel this great country of ours. Hawaii's over there saying, when are you coming over to Hawaii?
We have to eat some pokey and poi over
you
there.
You know, we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Sticky rice.
Our show is very popular in the Hawaiian
it
Islands.
It really is.
And I do like Hawaii, Rob. Maybe I'll send you to Minnesota in February.
Thank
and I'll handle yeah, the Hawaiian workshop.
All right.
Well, the bull market continues. The valuations of the market are sustainable at this level. If we get a tax cut, that raises the target price on the market. We've got earnings season around the corner. I will be watching every single, I already know the five that have reported, Fastenal, Pepsi, Monsanto, a couple of others. Nothing to write home about yet. We're looking for about 4.2% growth year over year in earnings. We have a little tougher comparison this quarter, but the next two quarters should be back to double-digit growth. And you know what? Look, each individual stock is going to deal with earnings season differently. It depends on the report they give, whether they meet estimates, whether they exceed estimates, whether they start to downgrade their future forecast. It also gives us a good feel for where we're at in the economy. You know, if we hear from a lot of companies that, you know, things are starting to grind to a halt, I don't see that. I don't hear that. But those 500 companies plus all the other ones outside the S&P 500 are probably the best indicator of where we're at in the economy. I'll take that over any other indicator, Rob.
Sure.
Because it tells me, it's all if stocks follow earnings, what could be more important to look at every week than earnings? Okay, I'll let you bring it home while I get geared up to go through my database.
Are we already there?
5,400 stocks now in the app.
He'll go bury himself in his office all day today working on folks' portfolios. So if you want to get involved with Bill Gunderson, get to know him better, or maybe even check into his services, call us at 855-611-BEST or go to GundersonCapital.com for all of the good news that Bill Gunderson brings to the world. It's Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford here on... Oh, we missed the end.
That's all
right. I didn't hear the music coming back. Taman.
I heard it. May have long or short positions in stocks.
All right. I'm blaming Taman.
Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.